Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is today December 17th?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
yes,
so that means today will be the first airing of the Aaron Rodgers documentary on Netflix.
Ooh.
Now, these are new to me. I saw this on YouTube, Mark, just 2 days ago, so maybe you've seen this already. If you have, we're going to play it again. This was another trailer that I saw. This was Rodgers talking about how all of this helps him get close to his feelings, basically.
I think part of the real joy in this work is it's such a feminine spirit of ayahuasca. You know, we can model a new way of thinking about masculinity, or what it means to be a man, honestly, because it's the balance between the divine masculine and divine feminine.
And divine masculine and divine feminine is what he said at the end there. I know that
through doing ayahuasca?
I suppose so, yeah, yeah.
So there's such a feminine thing to ayahuasca, and he when he does ayahuasca, it redefines what it is to be a man.
Right, here he is talking about getting in touch with his feminine side.
You start to peel back some of those layers of who they think you are when you start getting deep and getting emotional, and I think that's what it means to be a well-balanced man, is to be able to tap into that divine feminine and be vulnerable.
So that makes him more of a, he's saying that makes you more of a man and a more of a complete man when you can tap into your feminine side and be vulnerable.
You put on high heels?
I mean, that,
I don't think that's what he means.
Oh. But how, like, how do you,
he's a jackass.
Like, how do you tap into your feminine side? Like, what, like make a big deal out of nothing? What are the other ways that you could tap into it?
Fight purely with emotion with no facts.
Yeah.
It is ludicrous how right. much of a woman I am.
Right. Don't listen to a thing that the man is saying and put words in his mouth. Is that a way to tap into your feminine side? Or you could overspend on frivolous items.
I don't know that's where he was going with this.
All right.
I think he just meant by, I think, again, you got to watch it now. I think by doing the ayahuasca, that's where the feminine side of you comes out. Or you get more in touch with it. I don't know. This is Aaron Rodgers.
He's not going to be like making out with some aborigine or something on this thing, is he?
I have no idea. I don't know. The video I just saw, they're sitting around a campfire and... Well, they are.
I'm just trying to think, like, who the next Jet coach is going to be. You think, like, him and John Gruden could sit down and break some bread?
What are you talking about, that feminine thing, man? What was that all about? Huh? Trying to be a woman, man? I know that's trendy right now. I got things I got to know, man.
You transitioning, Aaron? You know what's going on here? You taking those hormones? You chop that penis off? Is that what we're doing here, man? I just want to know. God. Just trying to figure that out, man. Mm. You know, it's all new to me. Been out of the league for a little bit.
So anyway, that airs today.
Okay.
If you're interested.
Well, you know that was going to come, you know.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Apparently so. The Monday night game, we had two of them last night, including your Vikings beating up on the Bears.
Offset eye, Darnold under center. Snap, spin, handoff. Jones slicing over the right guard. Touchdown, Minnesota. He'll leap into the stands as he used to do at Lambeau. Now does it in Minnesota. And the Vikings build on their lead, 19-3 late in the third.
That is Kevin Harlan, Westwood One. Yeah, mm-hmm. Aaron Jones with the touchdown run, 30-12, the final score. Here was Jones on NFL Network after the game on the field. We're in this together, regardless of what public opinion might have been.
Nobody believed in us. When nobody believes in you, but the guys around you, that's powerful. And if everybody believes, we can accomplish a lot of things.
All right, now they're 12-2, and they are accomplishing a lot of things. The Bears are 4-10. Sam Darnold, 231 and a touchdown. Williams on the other side for Chicago, 18-31, 191 and a touchdown. Here's their interim head coach, Thomas Brown. I didn't hear the question, but given what he's talking about here, I imagine the reporter was saying that it looked like the team kind of gave up.
I would disagree with you. I think if you watch the tape, our guys battled until the very end. So I think saying that we don't have a lot of left in the tank alludes to our guys quit. And I didn't see it at all on tape. So I think our guys will continue to battle like they've been battling. I'm continuing to fight for them and stay behind them. And so we'll go back to work.
Fair answer, because, you know, a lot of coaches are getting those same questions.
Yep.
About the team quitting and team not showing up, and there's a lot of chatter around the losing teams in that regard, and the team coach and players have got to fight that mentality, and they got to fight that, you know, that opinion from a lot of people that are not on the field.
Fair to say it's been an interesting first 14 games to an NFL career for Caleb Williams.
Coaches getting fired and all of this stuff that's going on, 4-10 right now. So been able to wake up, be consistent, do that every day. You know how it's, you know, been going is encouraging for me. It's encouraging you know, for this team, and we got to keep going.
Hmm. All right. Well,
listen, I kind of like those answers from him. He just needs another year, needs to get away from a little bit, get a new coach in there, and then start over, start fresh, and he'll be so much better next year.
Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9 in an ugly game. The Falcons now 7-7. Kirk Cousins didn't do a whole lot, and where he can improve going forward?
I think it's always just decision-making, you know, so that you're not putting the ball in harm's way and not trying to be too aggressive. I think that's really the key, not you know, protecting the football.
So 7-7, still challenging in that NFC South. The Raiders 2-12, challenging and fighting with the Giants for that number one overall pick in the draft. A couple of notable updates. In Seattle, Geno Smith. Here is their head coach, Mike McDonald. We know Smith left the Sunday night game with a knee injury.
Optimistic signs come out of the tests. So Geno's a beast, man. He's in here working out in the morning. Working through it. I mean, I know he's still feeling it, but this guy's tough as nails, and hopefully we'll see him practice, you know, throughout the week with optimistic and be ready for the game.
How about that? They were thinking he could miss the rest of the season. Now it's possible he could play this week. So that would be interesting for sure. And also with the Eagle game and the Steelers on Sunday, T.J. Watt got injured in that game. Here was Mike Tomlin offering this update.
We've gotten quality production from my edge people, regardless of who's in the game, and I expect that to continue. But I'm also optimistic about the availability of TJ based on what I've seen today.
And so we shall see. The one guy I completely forgot to check on was Grant Dubose. It just hit me as I'm sitting here now. I didn't see any update on him. I will look for that for next hour. Then there is what the Bills are doing. The Bills have put up 1,000,000 points. They won impressively in Detroit. There are some that believe Josh Allen basically won the MVP award with the way he played on Sunday. And to that, Adam Schein wants to gloat on Sirius XM.
Hey, morons. How's your Monday? How's your Monday, dopes? All those losers who said my guy Josh Allen was overrated.
It's not. So, yeah.
He was doing the highlights again this past week because those guys were on remote, and he had some funny line about Ian getting him into a restaurant or something.
Oh, did he?
He was like, Josh Allen locked, just like getting me into Rayo's, Ian, back in 2002.
No, that was Tiki Barber getting him into Ilio's.
Oh, well, there you go. It was something like that. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, he was sending it back to, who was Tiki?
Andrew Catalan and Tiki. And
right.
Al's guy. Yeah, anytime you hear Andrew Catalan,
you
I think of Al now. It's really
some
amazing.
Andrew Catalan.
Well, I think I had confused him over the years with the guy with the very large ears.
Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Who's now the Browns radio announcer, I believe. Because
right.
He lost the Red Zone on Verizon?
Yeah, whatever it was, when they consolidated. Is that a pack of cigarettes next to you?
These are my candy cigarettes from a nice listener, Suzanne.
Oh, okay.
And she sent them in to me and Al. A little picture of me on it, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Would you like a candy cigarette?
No.
Would you like a candy cigarette?
No, thanks.
Yeah, all right.
I just look like a real pack of cigarettes. That'd be something. You just lit up in the studio in the middle of your update.
Not quite.
So, which I'm sure happened many times over the years in radio in the 70s.
Back then, yes. Yeah.
I just want to make sure that since everybody's given Josh Allen the MVP, that we don't overlook Lamar Jackson's almost 3,600 yards passing, 34 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, completing about 69% of his passes. And actually has run for over 700 yards. I mean, are we just forgetting everything that he's doing?
I was just trying to play a funny clip for How to Shine.
Okay. I just want to remind Adam that Lamar is still playing and is still having an incredible season.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, Lamar threw 5 touchdown passes against the Giants. Anybody could do that, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Falcons play the Giants this week. You want to cure that Falcons offense problem?
Yes.
Play the Giants.
Kirk Cousins.
I mean, look at these numbers that Lamar Jackson has. They are insane.
They indeed.
Bill Belichick was with McAfee.
Yeah, okay.
I went through it. I don't hear one question about the Jet report. Now, I might have missed it. I don't think I did. It was really all just about what he's doing at North Carolina. And then I'll get into just one thing with the NFL. Here he is just talking about the process, enjoying it.
It's great to be at North Carolina and great to be at this great university and back in the game. We're spending money, not as much as we spent in the NFL, but, we're tossing around a little bit of money. And so, I enjoy seeing the players getting compensated.
And then as McAfee usually does, he goes around the room and lets the other guys ask questions. And one of the guys did ask, what about the wins record? As this is where I thought the Jet question was going to come in, which it didn't. What about the wins record as an NFL coach? You're so close to it.
I never really gave that one a lot of thought. To be completely honest with you, it's not about wins to me. It's about championships.
And he would continue talking more about the wins and the championships.
It's great, and I'm not being disrespectful at all. What means the most to me is the 8 Super Bowl trophies that I had a small part in. And I'm very proud to have been part of those teams.
Small part.
A small part, yes.
Yeah, humble brag.
Humble brag. So there you go. Bill Belichick with McAfee on ESPN. The Cavaliers beat the Nets 130-101. Cleveland led 37-17 after the first quarter. Never looked back. A very unhappy Nets head coach, Jordy Fernandez.
We didn't compete out there. We were not selfless. And for sure, we didn't support each other. So with that being said, it's very simple. I just want to see a better fight.
Serious question, whether it's the Nets or any bad team. Does he know? Like, you don't want to win. You want one of these 3 studs coming out. You want to be top 3 in the NBA draft. So,
he's not thinking that way, man.
No. I know he's not. What I'm saying is, how is he viewed from the front office? Is it... like, because if they win too many games and end up with the 7th pick and you lose out on whether it's Harper, Bailey, or Flag,
right,
then you just screwed the franchise.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, it's a tough spot there. He's in a no-win situation at all. And, he's going to have to go through this entire season dealing with this.
Right, because he wants to win.
Yeah, but he's also, it's more interesting to me, like a guy like Brian Daboll is in his 3rd year and is on the hot seat. Like, he just got here, Fernandez. So he's going to be here. He's going to be here next year. And
discard coaches in the NBA?
Yeah, don't count on that.
I mean, I agree with you. I would think he gets a pass this year, but I don't know. It's just a weird situation. You do have the Thunder and the Bucks in Vegas for the Cup Championship tonight. Here's Giannis wants it for the guys that don't make as much as he does.
Some players like might not make that money ever in their career. So it's definitely, you play for them too. Like, it's this ongoing joke that we have within our locker room that we say, like, we play for the young guys because this money will mean a lot to them, but it will mean a lot to everybody. It's a lot of money.
Ongoing joke. We make a lot more than you.
Yeah, right. Broke-ass beach.
Anyhow, that is a standalone game tonight in Las Vegas. You got St. John's home for DePaul. Seton Hall visits Villanova. And on the ice, the Rangers look to right the ship in Nashville. The Devils will be in St. Louis against the Blues, and the Islanders on the road at Carolina.